Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let me tell you this. I could tell you, I'd go on and on. I'll get to my line. Years ago, they're both dead and in heaven. It's an older couple. They came to this church. And they were living together. Wonderful people, godly people, godly people. And because of the way, I'm not sure, I'm almost 60, you know, I'm almost ready to draw Social Security. Anyway, I don't know how it all works, but somehow they were both drawing Social Security, and if they got married, somehow they lose their benefits. And they couldn't live if they y'all know better, you old people know more about this than I do, how this works. One of them was gonna lose their benefits. And they said, by the way, our government has made it that way. It has made it so you live together, we'll pay you more. If you have babies out of wedlock, we'll pay you more. Amen, preacher. Where we're at in a society. But anyway, and they wanted to join the church. I said, you can't join the church. And they were great people. You know what they did? I'll never forget, on a Sunday morning, We arranged this. I don't know if some of you older people may remember this. On a Sunday morning, they came and they got married right here on a Sunday morning. Then they became members of Westwood Missionary Baptist Church because I told them, I said, even though they were old, they were good, godly people. I said, you're living together. I said, but we can't do anything. I ain't saying no more, but you know what I'm talking about. We're old. You abstain from all appearances of evil. I didn't want anybody, they got people living together, members at Westwood. And they understood that. They came and they got married on a Sunday. After we had a worship service, everybody, how many of y'all remember that? They stayed right here, and then they joined the church, and a few years later, they both died, and they're in heaven today. And anyway, I'm just saying, marriage is honorable in all to everybody. It's God's plan and design, by the way, for one marriage between a man and woman till death do they part. And that's God's plan and purpose and ideal. However, we know God's people and unbelievers, they're not ideal people. You know what God's, I'll get more into this next week. There's so much I could say here because marriage is foundation, okay, of our lives. Do you know what God's plan for you and purpose for you and will for you in your life is? To not sin. God don't want you to sin, but yet we sin. Same thing applies to marriage. God wants you to stay married. Now, there's a couple of stipulations we'll look at next week about fornication and desertion. We'll look at that, about reasons for divorce. But yet, overall, God's design for a man and woman is to be married till death do them part, okay? That's God's plan. It's honorable in all, no matter who you are. Marriage is ordained for all people of all times, even unbelievers. God doesn't want anybody to be living together. Well, they may say, we can't afford to get married. You can't afford not to, because I'm going to read to you in a little bit about that. And then here's the next part of that verse. Marriage is honorable in all, and then this part, in the bed undefiled. The word undefiled here means pure and unsoiled. In other words, I have in parentheses in my notes, it's not dirty. Okay. It's the same word that is used, the word undefiled, that's used here in verse number 4, is the same word used in Hebrews chapter 7, verse number 26, that describes our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. He uses that same word that he used to describe in Jesus. Remember, we looked at the precious blood about marriage. It's honorable. It's precious. He used that same word that he used about Jesus. He's holy, harmless, undefiled. He's pure. He's spotless. He used that same word for the marriage bed. It's undefiled. Many people have made the marriage bed to seem like a dirty, nasty thing. But I want to read some things here that I wrote down. Marital intimacy is a gift from God, and is not sinful, nor is it shameful. Okay? Within the bond of marriage, within the bond of marriage between one man and one woman, intimacy provides a God-given means for celebrating the marriage union. That's why he could say the bed is undefiled. Now, I know some of y'all are saying, preacher, you shouldn't be talking about that. Well, God put it in his word for a reason, amen, for a purpose, to tell us that the bed is undefiled. The man and wife becomes one through this union of intimacy. We read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 31. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Literally, the word joined means to cleave or to be glued upon, intimately to be together. God ordained that. For remember when Adam and Eve, he made man. Then he looked at all the animals. We'll read this more in detail next week in Genesis 2:1-2, where he said, it's not good that man should be alone. Adam named all the animals. God brought all the animals to him. And then he caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And out of man, God created Eve, a woman. And notice, God performed the first wedding ceremony. Not angels, not man, but God. He brought Eve unto Adam. And what did Adam call Eve? Woman. Because she was taken out of man. I don't know what kind of language he talked. I don't, you know, Hebrew, whatever kind of, I don't think it wasn't Hebrew, because Abraham was, whatever kind of language Adam talked, I'm sure it wasn't English. Whatever it was, the Bible uses that word woman. I believe when he saw Eve for the first time, of course, he saw all the animals. Nothing really did nothing for him, if you know what I'm talking about. There's the lions and the tigers, the bears and everything. Yeah, that's what he started naming these animals. Then he saw Eve and he said, whoa, man, hence woman. It was the most beautiful thing he had ever seen in his life. And God told Adam and Eve, listen, I want you now to be fruitful and multiply. And how do you do that? Well, it was that gift, that intimacy that God, it's a gift to marriage, to man and woman within that bond of marriage. It's a beautiful thing. If we see that in Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 31, they two shall be one flesh. Now, here's the interesting thing to make it even more, because we're going to get into this one in just a little bit. Make it even more where you could understand. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 16, the Apostle Paul is talking. He says, what? Know ye not? Hey, put that up. You got it. Okay. I want you to see this. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall become one flesh. What is he talking about? When a man and a woman come together, even I didn't write this. God wrote this by the hand of the Apostle Paul. When a man and a prostitute, a harlot, or whatever, come together, they become one. Because of that intimate relationship they have. And that's why, well, it's just a one-night fling. It ain't hurting anybody. Oh, no. You violated. I'll talk about this more next week. But I want you to see the principle about the two shall become one flesh. Not only for believers, God said, even for unbelievers, what a thought. That's why the bed is to be undefiled. Which brings us to the rest of the verse, and the rest of the morning we'll talk about this. Marriage is honorable and all, no doubt. And the bed is undefiled, is special, very special, between a man and a woman in the bonds of matrimony. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday to hear Tribute Quartet live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. That's this Sunday at 6 p.m., February 4th, to hear Tribute Quartet live in concert. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.